withdraw all Israeli forces from Gaza, and a formal end to the war where the Israelis will not continue to exercise the right to preempt or prevent if Hamas resurges. As far as Mr. Netanyahu is concerned, he wanted quote-unquote total victory, as he has maintained these many months, which would have meant the end of Hamas as an organized military organization. I think he probably, the Israeli Defense Forces have achieved that. What they have not achieved, and I think this is going to be extremely difficult, is the end of Hamas's political influence in Gaza and its existence as an insurgency. So again, Netanyahu's end state and Hamas's are still, in my judgment, mutually irreconcilable. This is happening. Yes, Hamas is under pressure. It's happening. Yes, the Arabs are more united. But it is happening for one primary reason. You have an American president. I was part of administrations from Jimmy Carter to Bush 43. You have an administration that a president that has exercised unprecedented pressure on an Israeli prime minister, not since Eisenhower, who threatened David Ben-Gurion with political and economic sanctions. Has an American president been this tough with an Israeli prime minister and actually threatened a quote or else? And this Israeli prime minister, since he needs Donald Trump to wage a successful election campaign to remain prime minister, probably in the spring or maybe the fall of 2026, couldn't say no.